Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey there. Welcome. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. How's it going? Another fun day in the financial world out there while you were out being productive or having fun, whatever you were doing. We were watching the markets. You're going to get a full report over the next hour. However, if you have a financial situation for you or your quote-unquote friend, I like the calls on behalf. Oh, I got a friend of mine who actually fell for one of those scams. Yeah, that's fine. We'll pretend like it's for your friend if you want. 504-260-0995. You're already laughing at that one, Gregory, because you know it's true.
Yeah. I enjoy the friend ones as well. This friend got themselves in a bind.
And, you know, I was just talking with a member of the Total Wealth Authority, Dwayne Stein. He's our guy that handles the mortgage stuff. You know, host of Mortgage Gumbo. Check it out when you get a chance, mortgagegumbo.com. But the biggest foreclosure in New York City history happened like a week or two ago. Some guy had bought a penthouse at the top of one of these sweet buildings in Manhattan. And so you know how expensive it is to have a building in Manhattan, probably a solid $1 billion if it's going to be 50-something stories like this one is. And at the top, you know, because it's your standard rectangle of a building, it had these little bubbles that came up. And each level there was someone's penthouse. And you had that whole, like, quarter of a circle of glass go around you for your living room and stuff. I mean, how much do you think that costs to be on top of a building in Manhattan? You have that floor is your house. That penthouse floor is your house. And you got one of those bubble windows that hangs over you.
We know it's in the millions.
Yes.
For that.
In the tens? He had the whole floor. $73 million is what he paid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't make the payments? Was he one of the family members that was arrested or something in Saudi Arabia? One of the princes?
It went to foreclosure, so we know this went south. Let me just tell you what country he's from. Nigeria. So you know what happened there. I am not kidding. This guy was pretending to be some sort of business tycoon. Turns out he was a scammer, Gregory.
Well, he pulled off a pretty big scam. $73 million penthouse. What else did he pull off? He's living the life.
Well,
for a short period of time.
It's done now. Some lucky guy swooped in and got it the bargain basement price. Basement bargain. I don't know what order you're supposed to say that in. $51 million. Oh, what a deal.
Somebody's disaster is somebody else's newfound deal. I don't know if I'd call that wealth or whatever. It's $50 million for a floor in a giant building.
Here's the tough part. You know that there's a real estate agent on both ends, and there's probably like the building manager.
On a foreclosure, was that an auction where he picked it up? It's a foreclosure. It wasn't for sale. So he probably got it for what he bid for it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the guy who did the original sell, the real estate agent.
He is in it for a bunch more than that $73 million you said.
So some guy probably got a commission, spent half of it, and was probably planning on just easy street from here on out. Or, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to split off. I'm going to start my own real estate firm after this. I've got the startup capital.
And if he was scamming, well, you know who lost the money on this, the bank.
So do they pull all that back if the money never flowed through, if the money never even begun to happen? That first real estate agent, does he have to give back his commission if, like, the first payment isn't made?
Well, we know okay, let's go back to the core of it. You've built a building. Now you're selling units. And in case of the top, you're selling floors. Okay, the rep that was representing the building got paid their commission because the building got paid their money. And where did it come from? I doubt the dude wrote a check. The scammer didn't write a check. He's about leveraging. So he did get somebody to back him. So probably a bank. So they've wrote the check. He may have put up something representative, but the building got paid. The salesperson or rep for the building got paid that handled that transaction, or realtors. Yeah, they all got paid. And then he's like, I can't find my money anymore. So he's out. Foreclosure. Who's out the money? The bank. Whoever provided that money. And it could have been a multiple bank deal. They sometimes on these giant deals, not just one lender goes in. And it may not have been a bank at all. It just may have been investors that are backing real estate paper. This happens a lot. And it doesn't always go well.
Sounds like you're describing the reinsurance market.
Yeah, so it's kind of the re-mortgage market, you know, reinsure okay. mortgages. So they bring in multiple. It's done in life insurance as well, where somebody's buying a giant, let's say they're buying a $20 million policy. One company doesn't want to tote that obligation, so they'll probably bring in anywhere from one to several reinsurers to help carry that risk. If he was to die, what they hope is he carries it a long time and then he cancels it a year before he dies. So all that's just pure cash flow with no obligation. But typically the giant ones like that.
I find that to be absolutely fascinating. The reinsurance market, where if you're an insurance company and you take on this big risk, your other buddies will help you out just by buying a piece of it. Well, you know, why wouldn't they say, no, you're not going to reinsure that to us. We're going to let you drown if he dies.
Yeah, but you got to think of giant projects where they might have one bank fronting it, but they put together other investors or other banks into the deal, and they're splitting up the pie. You just, you know, when you think about it, oh, we can't carry all this because this thing goes bad. We're all cooked. Same thing on this one. There probably was several in there. But then again, it's New York, so this is kind of the normal thing, you know, $70 million here, $70 million there, $1 billion building.
Yeah, and the lessons on this applies to even the people we hear that get scammed, whether it's an email scam or my babysitter got scammed because someone called and said, we kidnapped your son. Yeah, that's right. He got in a fender bender with so-and-so. You know who so-and-so is? Oh, just the biggest drug kingpin in New Orleans. And they got her to wire some money. Swear, happened. But there was no verification. There was no calling the cops. This guy forged a bunch of documents, and so you got your tax return? Well, no, I'm a Nigerian citizen, but I can hand you this handy-dandy Nigerian tax return.
Handy-dandy.
That's how they describe it. I think that's what it says in the Nigerian manual.
Well, you know, you're speaking of buildings, that reminds me of the one over in San Francisco that we talked about a couple weeks ago, the one leaning
Millennium Tower, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Millennial Towers.
No, Millennium, not Millennial.
I've caught myself doing that from a few times. Millennium is not a millennial. Millennium Towers. And that was about a $550 million building that they built. A little different from New York, but that's pretty pricey real estate as Frisco goes. And yeah, it's leaning.
How do the people...
So there is a lot of money going to be absorbed by somebody.
Here's a question we've asked 100 times on the show. How do people who are so successful and so smart and they have together enough that they're selling a $70 million penthouse on top of a building in Manhattan, but they're still dumb enough to get scammed? How are you in a position of power that you can actually get the permits and get the process and get the funding to build a high rise in San Francisco? You know how hard that is these days, but then you get duped. Is this confirmation bias? People want it to be true so bad.
This where they responded to an email. I'm a Nigerian prince and I've got all this money and I'm looking for a place in the U.S.
Oh, Gregory, I hope it didn't start like that.
But you see that. You actually almost became a Nigerian prince at one point, so you have a little background in it, right?
Yeah, I've called the guys before and just chatted them up, see what I could get out of them.
Let's do a deal. I want to be a prince as well. Well, with that said, I'd like the backstory on how he put the deal together. And obviously, he had other stuff going on. But now, has he disappeared? Somebody killed him? He's arrested? You know, what country was it last? I was reading. Now
he was arrested.
I know, but we had this another. Guy. Was it Zimbabwe or
Robert Mugabe went down? That's right.
Yeah, this was yesterday, and everything's kind of normal except you've got a lot more armored vehicles parked around the palace and such. But he got long in the tooth, and they said, "Ah, we're done with you."
Well, look, what preceded this? Because he's been in power since, I believe, the 70s, right?
But they didn't call it a coup or anything.
Well, no.
There was another term, repositioning.
It's a coup, but since there was no pushback, who cares?
But they used the look. This is not a coup. This is just a repositioning. They used some term. I'm going to have to look it up. But it was just interesting. You didn't. No, we're not taking over. This is democracy here.
Well, it's very cool.
But we're tired of him.
Look, but we're getting sort of the next step in the storyline, because we've been following Zimbabwe on the show, because they set the record for 1 year of inflation. Was that 2015, where they inflated their currency and 85 billion percent. 85 billion percent, to where one American dollar. At one time, it's probably more than this now, but I remember when we talked about it on the show, one American dollar equal 4 quadrillion Zimbabwean dollars.
I think I have some of that currency, don't I? Remember when we first started the show, I came in here and had some currency, and it was tucked in a book.
That sounds familiar.
When somebody finds that book on one of my shelves and opens it, don't think you're rich. It's
right.
Not worth much. A barrel of those might get you a burger.
Yeah, it might pay your Netflix bill.
if that, but that's really why they grew tired of him. And he was the oldest statesman leader on Earth.
95, yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody older than him, so it's somebody else, because he's done, but they're tired of the economy's going to heck in a handbasket, and they're like over it, like, we got to change things, so we're just going to have this little friendly changing of office.
Let's see here. So a dictator seizes power, takes control of the economy, nationalizes major industries. The economy doesn't do so well. The country goes into chaos. Is this another failure of socialism? I've just noticed that out of all of these horrific stories, none of them are free market capitalists. There's no guy that takes a stranglehold over a country and says, we're going to have largely free trade and deregulated open markets. Never happens, does it, Gregory? Where's the capitalist punitive dictator? Where's that guy? Not one?
Still looking for him.
For Mugabe? 504-260-0995. Where's Mugabe? I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. It's a Minute with the Maestro, of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Dennis Asaf.
Incidentally, we are not just Jefferson Parish-based. We serve children from 5 different parishes in the surrounding area. So, moms and dads, are you tired of watching little Johnny and Sally run around the house dancing and singing? Give them a place to go this summer. Check out the JPAS Summer Arts Musical Theater Intensives. Call 885-2000, get the Jefferson Performing Arts Society app, or go to jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We had an individual in the other day, his six-figure income. And, well, should I turn on Social Security? He has a couple of pensions, and income's lining up, and he's planning to work, what, 3 more years, and he'll be 70? And he's, well, do I turn it on now or wait? Dude, you don't need that income. You're going to need it when you retire. And everything's lining up for him to retire at 70. And, yeah, turn on Social Security at age 70. And if you turn it on before full retirement age, yeah, there's a clawback because you're still working and you're making more than a limit. It's above $16,000 now you have to earn before they start taking it back. But they don't permanently take it from you. You get it back later.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
It is the Daily Wrap. Yeah, you know what it means. Live, live financial talk radio. 504-260-0995. That's right. You can call in and participate in the show. Talk about those mutual funds. Talk about this roaring market. Like, and we get to come, well, when's this going to end? Should I be buying gold? You know, are we going to look like Puerto Rico? Or what about those A-share mutual funds? Hey, just call us. We'll talk about it. You can download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, which is, I'll go ahead and tell you, we are changing the name. It's connecting closer to the actual show. We'll be referring to it soon here as the Winning at Life app. You know, acquisition, mergers. One of my other companies decided to buy the app, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on behind the scene.
I show up for work one day and, yeah, we're doing a takeover. Oh, okay, if you say so. Much nicer than Zimbabwe. Phone. You can download the app. You can text us through the app. You can email me, gregory@gregoryricks.com. Or you can just dial us up on the phone, 504-260-0995.
Better than Zimbabwe. Is that our new tagline?
Yeah, there was no armored vehicle outside the house this morning.
Technically, we used half as many tanks as they did to change the name of the app. So, yeah, we are way better than Zimbabwe. Hey, so someone did the thing. I've told you before, one of my friends growing up, his dad was a doctor. And if you were hanging out with him, people would be like, oh, man, can you look at my elbow? Like, all the time, right? That happened to us earlier this week. I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to say any companies or anything because I don't want them to know we're talking about them because they may be listening. But there were some colleagues in a professional setting of ours, and they were talking about how another broadcaster is really hard on insurance companies, and they were kind of gauging your thoughts on it, and they were measuring you against, you know, the measuring stick of this other broadcaster. However, they already had their own opinions, and they were just kind of leaning in. They were like, yeah, I only do term life because that's the way to go, right? Not that universal or whole stuff, just the term, right? Right? And so you could tell they were fishing. Like, am I doing the right thing here? Because I don't know if I should be listening to this guy or I hear other things. Your answer?
When it comes down to it, everything is term. Internally, it's all based on mortality rates, which you can get annual renewable term, which is 1 year rates, and they go up every year. You don't hear much of that because people don't like this price going up every year. Okay, we can levelize it. It could be a 10-year, 20-year, 30-year term, or you could pad it differently, and it's called universal life. So we're putting money into a bucket, then interest and premiums are going in, but mortality cost is going out of it. So My period is how. My question would be then: how long do you want this coverage to last? You want it to 100, to 90, to 75, 20 years? We can levelize it for those years because universal life ultimately it is term insurance with a bucket to levelize, or you could overfund it and bill cash. There's a number of ways to put the animal together. What they weren't wanting is a conversation about whole life insurance, which is basically funding the age 100, which is looked at now a little bit differently than it was 20 or 30 years ago. It was looked at really expensive, but when you want the absolute guarantees there. Or what are you using it for? Are you using it for death only, or do you have an income strategy built in or tax efficiency built in? It depends on the conversation, but they're looking at more of the test was, is term insurance a good value? Yeah, honestly, and I'm always honest, but I kind of like saying that. Honestly, I have a whole bunch of term life insurance because I'm buying it for one thing. The death benefit, because it's efficient.
Okay, so we have one of our mutual friends, a new friend of ours, is in the Facebook Live group. Colleen, remember her? We just met her recently. She doesn't know what any of this stuff is. Tell her the difference between term, whole, universal, all these terms. I imagine this may be the first time she's getting a walk through any of this.
Well, term insurance basically is sold for periods of time. You could buy 1 year term, 10 year, 20 year, 30 year. Oh, I skipped 15 year. There's 15 year term, meaning the death benefit and the premium stays the same typically for those years. You could have it called a current premium, but it may not be guaranteed. You know, the quote marks, levelized premium. Typically, what they if they give you a current premium, I'm pretty sure you can have high confidence it's staying the same. But at the end of that 10-year or, say, 15-year term, it's going up. The shorter the term, higher the jump is on term insurance. And why? Because all the healthy people are going out and getting a new cheaper rate. And what's left behind? The unhealthy people. Why the premium jumps up. Universal life is in a bucket, and the mortality cost, it's called universal life, is flexible premium adjustable life insurance, meaning the premiums can vary depending on how it's structured. That's why you need an illustration.
And what's an illustration?
It's a future projection of what the coverage is going to cost and how the cash values are going to look.
All right, everyone all caught up now? Good. What?
I was reading the clock wrong. I just, like, thought we were out of time. So what was the last one? Whole life insurance?
Yeah.
Basically, it's a guaranteed product. You're paying so much premium for life insurance. It's going to build cash values, and it could have a maturity, say, at 65, which would be more expensive, or could it, for example, have a maturity at age 100, meaning if you buy a $100,000 policy at age 100, the cash value is going to equal $100,000. So you're doing both term and building money regardless. That's what you're doing. And so you say, oh, it's more expensive. Yeah, because you're putting more money into it. It's an absolute.
Now, that's the basics. If you want to get into advanced life insurance, you're going to have to come into the office, because then he's going to start telling you about selling and buying and borrowing against it and being able to dip into it before you die and all these other exceptions.
It's like anything else. It's like another job function of your money. When we're young, we don't have no money. We have a lot of liabilities. We maybe have good income, and you have house, two kids, three dogs, cat, you know, car. You've got a lot of obligations there, mostly the kids and
right.
The house and the wife. Forget about the dogs and cat. If you stop existing, that income stops coming in. So how are you replacing it? At least 10 times your annual salary you should have in life insurance, at least. As you get older, now you've accumulated assets, paid off that mortgage, kids are out of college, So we've jumped way ahead.
Okay.
Then do you really have as much need for life insurance? One could argue you don't. You know, so you reach 65, you say have $1 million for retirement, and you started out at 25 with $500,000 of term insurance. Let's see, do you still need to keep that term that keeps going up in cost? One could argue not, because you've now have cash. Because tell me, would you carry life insurance, James, right now if you had $1.5 million in liquid money?
Absolutely not. It wouldn't make any sense. But how do you talk to these people who they don't really need to have life insurance, but they want to leave something to the kids? There's that innate urge. It causes people to
as long as it fits in the cash flow basis. But you might also be carrying life insurance for another reason, because you used the cash value as a future income tool where you can borrow money from it, which when you borrow money is not taxable, right? So you could have, let's say you put $50,000 into the life insurance cash value, and now you have $250,000. So you start borrowing money from it. Just hypothetical numbers, but you borrow money from it, it's tax-free cash flow. Well, how does that work? Well, when you die, it pays a tax-free death benefit, which washes the loan. You don't want the policy to lapse. Some cases, it can be used for estate planning. That's a small percentage of people, because we've got to be worth well more than $10 million to have an estate problem. And I understand on some of this tax stuff going on, even the rich may not have estate taxes in the future. We'll see how that goes, if it goes.
Yeah, the little bit of movement on tax reform. We'll cover some of the discussion.
So it goes back to, what's the purpose of the life insurance at different times in life? It can be different jobs.
Now that they're not standing in front of us, though, the guy that said, yeah, so I had insurance, and then, you know, I just sold my policy at 61, got a bunch of cash out, probably did the right thing, right?
Yeah. And later in life, you could sell that policy, which is called a life settlement.
Okay.
For a lump sum of money, like one way of cashing out. Somebody else will be waiting for you to die than the spouse or kids.
I'm glad that worked out, because there's a small percent chance he could be listening. You could say, no, that guy's an idiot. Totally wrong move. I was just being nice at the time. I didn't want to embarrass him in front of everybody. But we don't have to say that now, because he did the right thing. So that worked out. 504-260-0995. If you have questions about any of that, Gregory's going to be across the table to answer the question for you. We're going to do some numbers action next. So if you want to play along, go to the numbers section of the Winning at Life app, or go to GregoryRicks.com, and under the Winning at Life section there, you can pull up the numbers page and follow along on our exact same charts and graphs. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Worry about money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
Your homeowner's insurance? Be honest on your application. And we see this all the time. They want to tell them it's an all-brick house, when in reality, maybe it's just bricked on the side and a little bit in the front with the stucco. You want to make sure you're being upfront on your application, because the homeowner's insurance company will drop you.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life, Daily Wrap. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock. That's right, 7 o'clock live, Financial Talk Radio. I know, we talked about Zimbabwe. You said, well, how does that affect me? I don't know. You might have had a whole barrel full of Zimbabwe money waiting for it to be reset like those Iraqi dinars. I do have a serious, large Zimbabwe bill stuffed in a book, but to me, it's a souvenir. I'm like not thinking, oh, it's going to get reset. I'm going to have a boatload of American dollars. It ain't happening. But, you know, speak of the Iraqi dinars. You know, we used to get calls on that all the time. Like, dude, I'm investing in dinars. You know what's going to happen.
Hey, that was a thing.
I know. And we were given warnings. Please don't tell me you bought them. But I've not heard of the reset yet. So I guess people holding out, but that little scam, whatever, going around, we hadn't been called on it in a good while, and that's actually good news. Call us, 504, even if you have the dinars, you can call us, yes, 504-260-0995.
You want to do Dan Schaefer?
Absolutely.
Did you know this guy before?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I don't think I'd seen him before either.
But I like him.
All right. So he's the CEO and founder of Dan Schaefer Strategies, but they are subcontracted by UBS as an analyst firm. They do some analysts. I don't even know what that. What does an analyst do? A financial analyst for UBS?
They look at the numbers and tell you what they think.
It sounds so vague. Okay. So he was on Varney
today.
Don't
you like telling people what you think?
Yeah, but financial analysts, I mean, that could sounds like the guy, he could follow you around at the grocery store and go, no, get the generic. You know, or he could be a host of a financial talk show. I don't know. So he was on Varney today. Apparently, I was impressed, and you were impressed enough to tell me to go record this dude talking about this tax reform. And he kind of sounds like me. Now, we're going to play Dave Stockman after this. David Stockman sounds a little bit like me, but this guy sounds more like me.
Is the Stockman on Varney today or on Cavuto yesterday?
We're going to do Varney today. Just because it got so awkward at the end.
Yeah.
And he refers back to this interview, so that's why I got to play this one first. This whole storyline.
This all ties together.
Yeah, here it goes. So he's saying the same thing I'm saying. this isn't going to boost growth, not because it's not the right thing, but because it's so small.
The analysis is not quite clear that the companies are going to spend money if they get the tax cuts, the corporate tax cut. There could be a delay in the corporate tax cut. And the current tax plan, the way I see it, is net neutral, and it's not going to help the economy. It just doesn't make sense. Why don't you just lower my tax rate and keep all the deductions the same? That would lower my taxes.
And
but
right.
don't take out all my mm-hmm. deductions and then lower my tax rate, and I'm net neutral. Well,
yeah.
We totally agree. And that's been the problem we've talked about weeks for weeks is, okay, so where am I saving? Because it's all ending up net neutral. For them to cut my tax, they're taking something away. Or really what's going to happen is we're going to end up paying more.
And if this guy gets a cut and this guy gets an increase, then you're just shuffling deck chairs where, okay, so this guy has freed up more money for economic activity in the private sector, but this guy has been restricted by an equal amount and will not be able to use that money productively in the marketplace. And so it's a wash. So just to skip forward a little bit here, Varney goes, so you're saying this whole thing's going to crash? He's like, no. It could go up. It can keep going up because it doesn't depend on taxes. We're not in a market that's determined by fundamentals or even what's going on too much with earnings. This is all being driven by what? Something you brought up, Gregory, central banks.
23,400.
I'm going to get the buzz.
That's on the strength of likely tax cuts, likely growth.
If that's what you believe is putting the market up today, that's okay with me.
Well, what do you think is putting it up?
I think the central banks are fooling around with the market. They do it at 5 o'clock in the morning. You watch the Japanese yen. They weaken it because they want to weaken it. It throws the futures up. The futures are up before the earnings came out. Then you got a little more boost coming in. Just look at the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. How do we know what they're doing? The only one that's telling us the truth is the Japanese Central Bank. So they're telling us they're doing it. They're almost at 100% of GDP on their debt. They basically say we're buying the ETFs and we're trying to goose our market.
Wait a minute. Since the
there you go.
So well, at some point, they all tell you. They don't just come out publicly. You have to go see the documents that they have to file with the SEC because they're investment bankers. And they have to disclose if they're buying U.S. securities. And if, look, Joe, those just hearing this, yeah, you're shocked. Well, I was too. But it's rampant of what central banks are doing.
Okay, so then a few segments later, Dave Stockman, he was a budget advisor for President Reagan and was part of that big tax reform, which was really the last big tax cut we had. You know, that one under Bush wasn't too bad, but nothing like the Reagan one. And he's saying the market's going to drop, period.
Here's a man who thinks that we're headed to death and disaster on the stock market. We're headed straight down.
Hang on, starts off a little saucy there, doesn't it? Here's a man who thinks we're going to disaster.
Here's a man who thinks that we're headed to death and disaster on the stock market. We're headed straight down. Is that correct?
Well, this is...
Is that correct?
Yes, for a reason. For a reason.
I know. Debt bomb coming.
No, not that. This is repeal and replace all over again.
Okay,
the tax bill will pass the House by 3 votes. They'll let everybody else off the hook. It will go to the Senate. It will die in the Senate. Sell your stock, Stuart. Pick your winnings up and move along, because this whole market is predicated on a Trump growth agenda that isn't going to happen. This is not a pro-growth tax bill. This is not a reform bill. This is a supply-side fake. This is a Reagan imposter. It doesn't cut marginal rates.
Sounds similar, except he's saying the crash is around the corner. Shaver's like, it's probably just going to keep going up.
Well, Varney did the attorney thing. I need a few sentences to answer that. No, yes or no. And he started to say it again. No, yes or no. He didn't want to hear the explanation. Are you saying it's going to crash? Yes. Did he ask when? No. And here's why. He knew he wasn't going to get an answer of when. It's just, it's coming. I have these discussions all the time. Yeah, and people are like, well, you know, this thing's, you know, it's at these levels. So when's the end coming? I said, I've had the conversation several times a day. Could be 60 days. It could be 7 years from now. We're active managers. We're on it. We're watching it. We're not buy and hold. We're not writing it down. We will sell when it's time. But you know, when? But you keep adding these things up, and the part you didn't play from the UBS guy, which was really an important clip, so I'm like,
oh, what I need to play that.
It's when... He just talks about the timeline of it. Darn, my thought went away, but he actually kind of addressed that the correct, he said there should have been corrections. And when correction starts, it stops and continues up. And why? And that's when he gets into the central bank talk, because Schaefer basically said something's not right here, something's amiss, and I want to know where the money's coming from. He said that to Varney. He said, I want to know where the money, so where's the money coming from? He asked Varney that, and Varney don't have an answer. And that's when they got into, well, it's Trump's it, the GDP's going to grow, taxes going to get. That's what, and the Schaefer, UBS guy said, no, that's not why it's going, just because Trump's in. It takes money to flow, and where's it coming from, and when does this stop is where the correction is. Schaefer can't predict it. Stockman can't predict it. I can't predict it, but it is out there somewhere. Unless the central banks, which, what kind of money do they use?
Fiat money.
Printed money. So if they keep printing money and keep buying, yeah, this thing keeps going. I don't think you should sell everything and go buy gold, but we would like a nice little heads up, and I feel we will.
You want
we
hear
have
the,
before.
You want to hear the awkward end of this?
Yes.
So you either think this is an honest market, this is a stock market, this is capitalism, or you think it's a wild gambling casino that has been totally corrupted and destroyed by the central banks. I say the okay. latter. Right. It's central banking.
That's what Schaefer was saying. Yeah, they didn't. There wasn't that nice finish between the two of them. Varney's on the Trump. It's all going up. And Stockman's like, this party's ending one day.
I don't think Stockman's going to go back on that show. 504-260.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? 504-260-0995.
For 30 days.
I'm James Parker. That's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Sold out 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival from Las Vegas.
Let's go!
Two nights, one stage. Over 20 of the biggest artists on the planet. Celebrated with iHeartRadio fans from around the world.
iHeartRadio, we appreciate it.
Our sold out 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Coldplay, Big, Thomas Rhett, The Weeknd, and more.
Watch our must-see iHeartRadio Music Festival. Wednesday the 22nd and Friday the 24th on NOLA 38 The CW.
The Scott Eli Jackson Foundation's Purple Purpose Gala honors those who have fallen victim to pancreatic cancer and shows support for those fighting the disease today. This year's gala is Sunday, November 19th at City Parks Parkview Terrace, with all proceeds benefiting the Scott Eli Jackson Foundation and its mission. It'll be a night of great entertainment and fabulous local cuisine. Find out more. Go to thesejf.org.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
This weekend at Westwego Performing Arts Center is Disney's The Lion King Jr. Gregory Ricks here. JPAS Theater Kids Program is guiding children to develop their artistic talents from acting to singing to set building and dance. Nothing gets a kid interested in the arts like seeing other kids on stage soaking up the applause of a huge audience. Ask about getting involved. Call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You
got to
have your money working, and that's what do I do about coming inflation? Have your money working. It can't be sitting around, and if it is exposed to risk, make sure you're working with somebody that is loss adverse.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
Girl, it's hard to find. Your stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, Daily Wrap. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host, along with James Parker. We're here every evening at 7. Come on, call us. We love a live caller. Why? You ask great questions. If we have bad questions in 7 years,
we'd cut you off. We'd cut you off.
Well, we do, but it's like 2 or 3.
Yeah, but if they start coming in, we're cutting off the phones.
No bad questions, but we always get good questions in 7 years. Mostly 6 days a week, have to have 3 callers that we cut off or just say, mute him so I can answer a question because they won't let me get it's my show, so I kind of like to get a word in edgewise. But 3 times, it's rare there's a bad call. So, you know, you have a 99% chance you're going to have an awesome call like all the others that you have. 504-260-0995.
We've never had this conversation before, but we've never really had a bad question. We've only had to cut people off because they were being jerks or we ran out of time.
Oh, yeah. I had this ultimate show. You were like on vacation or assignment.
I was on assignment.
And I had these, and the show just was lit up. And then we're like 3 minutes left. There's 3 callers. And I start taking the calls, and Angie's in the booth shaking her head. No. And guess what? I handled all 3 calls, answered them, and we broke at the hard break on time. It can be done.
It's magic when that happens, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty cool. And then there was other people in the booth, and they're all applauding. It wasn't a train wreck after all.
Hey, can I brag that I'm going to be on TV tomorrow?
Absolutely.
WGNO, ABC affiliate in New Orleans, Channel 26. I'm going to be guest hosting on News with a Twist at 5 and 6. So as soon as you're done with that, come back and listen to us because we're doing a live show tomorrow night at 7. So I got a busy day coming up.
Yeah. And if you can't make it, DVR it so you can just put James on a loop on that favorite statement he makes. Or he'll do something.
Am I going to do something?
You always do. There'll be something, that one thing you say. Then we're going to put it on a loop and just repeat it.
You know, on the other hand, if you don't want to DVR it, that's fine. We get paid the same, whether or not. It doesn't matter. All right, I want to get to the numbers, but let's try and get Chuck out the way first.
Okay.
So we can spend some time with him. In case he goes long, we'll
just
skip the
numbers. Looks like we got another caller behind him, too.
Yeah, Angie, get it together. Chuck, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, we're great. And you?
I'm doing great. I have something you had brought up earlier. I have a friend of mine who had been told through a Army fellow in Iraq that ended up staying over there as an independent contractor about the Iraqi dinar situation. And he invested pretty heavily on it and is still, I think, sitting in hoping for the best. But in all honesty, what do you guys think about that whole thing?
I think he lost his money.
Think it was just a fiasco that there was never any intent.
Yeah, one Iraqi dinar is worth $0.00085.
Right, he understood that going in. It was all supposed to be based upon a global reset and asset-backed currencies, which Iraqi's oil reserves were supposed to be there.
Oh, he just cut off.
Oh,
no one hit anything.
He got lost. Here, people always are asking us about, is the dinar ever going to revalue? There are confirmed news items that Iraq did plan to redenominate its currency, but not revaluate.
No one revaluates
it. In the absence of revaluation, there is going to be no change in the forex exchange rate of the Iraqi dinar. It's not going to happen. So whoever's selling it to you is the profiteer. The forex exchange isn't going to help you out on this, ever. That is the final statement. So when your friends bring up, oh, I got these Iraqi dinars, my retirement's set, you can just pull this clip off our podcast and play it for them.
It just doesn't work like that. And we know because half of our neighbors south of the Rio Grande from Mexico on down have to reset their currency every couple of decades. And that old paper one, you got to go turn it in for the new issue paper one. And they reset the values on that, you know, so 0.00875.
Yeah, the plan to redominate created one of the biggest global scams.
Matt, New Orleans. You're next up, Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Matt?
Excellent. I was actually, gentlemen, just driving through in the business as well. And just wanted to add, you know, when we mentioned the whole life product on the insurance, very imposed expensive, right, versus, you know, we're putting more money into it. Reason being guaranteed premium, guaranteed death benefit. But that third one, right, is that guaranteed cash accumulation that a client can have. And I'm a strong believer in, you know, the 10-pay products. MetLife used to have it before they became Brighthouse. MassMutual has it. But it's really a nice balance for our clients that are maybe heavily weighted in equities because they have the guarantees and then obviously the tax efficiency. So I just wanted to add that, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for that comment on that. Sometimes we're caught up in time and can't go into the details on the segment that we're in, Matt. But that is ultimately when, because people kind of look at it, and you know this, referring to it as expensive. Yeah, it costs more, but look at what you're getting. You're getting all those guarantees, guaranteed cash value in the end, and you know what that cash value is going to be at. It's not a what if, like it's a variable life or a variable annuity or market risk. It's absolute guarantees that it's going to be there. And you could change it to an income tool with the borrowing against it, which, yeah, it might be a little bit of interest rate play there, but there's not a tax play on it as well. So it comes down to just like investing for retirement, all your money doesn't do the same jobs. Life insurance can be assigned different jobs depending on what you're needing it to do. So that's why it's not just simply, do I cancel this? Do I buy this? We get those questions, but it's a conversation, just like some of the callers here. I start asking them about 5 or 6 questions, but you'll also sometimes hear me finish up that you really need to call the office. This is more of a conversation. We have more things to cover than we can cover here.
Matt, thanks for calling in. We always appreciate hearing from the pros. And feel free to chime in if you're going to be that helpful on future shows, Matt. We got to do some numbers action.
The numbers.
Welcome to the numbers segment. If you want to play along, get the Winning It Life app. Go to GregoryRicks.com. You can look at the same charts. And there's a little bit of history made today. The NASDAQ finished at its all-time high. That S&P looks like an all-time high, but I'm not quite sure because that graph is a little fuzzy there. Dow Jones, it had a winning day, but didn't quite make it into hang on, let me double-check on scooting out the chart. No, it didn't quite make it back to historic territory. So the Dow Jones is up 0.8%, S&P up 0.8%, NASDAQ up 1.3%. Russell was up 1.5%. Even our big old Wilshire was up 0.5%. How are we doing on 10-year treasuries, Gregory?
They're almost level on where they are, but it's 2.363%. I'll look at a chart, see how we're looking the past few days. And, you know, just kind of looks like that old Zephyr roller coaster, New Orleans. You know, it's almost getting to a point you're going to end up where you started a few days ago. So technically what we have is it's up today. And, but when you kind of look back the past 5 days, yeah, the yield is down. Whereas we had a high going 4 days back of 2.4%. So up, but overall the past week as it goes, we're down on yield, and that effect on the 30-year mortgages will be, we're at 3.90. A week ago we were at 3.88, so not much change.
Did people forget about oil today?
Let's see.
Look at how little movement there was in the price all day.
It just was flat. Nothing happening with crude oil.
55. What do you have on your last trade?
I'm showing $55.34. $55.34 last trade, 0.20 change.
All right. Now, if you're following along on the short sheet, you're going to notice the big jumper today, the big winner.
Well, we didn't get gold.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
$1,282. That's a couple buck change from yesterday or 2 days ago. So there's not much movement there. Silver is basically flat. It's still at $17.11 on to the short sheet.
The big winner today, Walmart, is up 11%.
Just punishing me.
Why is that punishing?
Because we don't have it.
Oh, you what?
Yeah, it's kind of a sore spot with me that it's not in our portfolio.
Well, it didn't do so well for a while there, so I didn't understand why you want to get off of it.
But you'd like to have it today.
Well, I figured stop would level off. I quit having kids, so there's that.
Somebody's buying it.
You're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Or if you want to cut out the shortcuts there, call the office, 504-832-9200. We'll be back to do this tomorrow at 7. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.